me to 1 Timothy. Before we get into the message today, I just want to do a little introduction. I believe right now, Greatest Freedom Ministries in this church is probably at the greatest place it's ever been. Something's getting ready to break loose and happen. And don't look around because it's summer and people are on vacation and people are out and some are in and some aren't. But at the same time, God's getting ready to transition and make change here that's going to take us to the next level. Okay? It's kind of interesting how God gives supernatural wisdom, and if we seek God and He gives us wisdom. And when I was going to Pigeon Forge this week, I had no idea that everything that I witnessed would, it was like pictures of it, pieces of a puzzle. And then when I got back and got in my prayer closet and started putting the pieces together, there was this beautiful picture. And where God has taken us to, you need to get a hold of this today, because He's going to take us to a place that this ministry has never witnessed or seen before. And it's all part of the last days. How many believe that we're in the last days? Well, if we believe that we're in the last days, it says in the last days, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. And if we believe we're in the last days, we need to be raising up this younger generation and giving them a platform to prophesy. We need to be giving them a platform to let their gifts flow to the body. It was kind of interesting. I went to a biblical theater with the Faith Christian Fellowship. We went for lunch to the biblical theater. And they were doing the story of Moses. And this was all back with Southern Gospel. And Southern Gospel is good and everything, but it isn't one of my favorites. But I can praise and worship with any song. So, but they were doing Southern Gospel. But what they did that really spoke to my heart is they took Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. And what they did is they did it in the 40s. What it would sound like in the 40s, what it would sound like in the 50s, what it would sound like in the 60s, what it would sound like in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. And when that happened, all of a sudden, something began to speak with my heart about this millennial generation, this generation. You know, leaning on the everlasting arms, now forgive me because I'm not one of these guys that can do that, but leading on everlasting arms today might sound a little bit like this. Leading on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning. I'm safe and secure from all harm. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. In other words, that sounds like an old man trying to do rap. But at the same time, here's what the Holy Spirit said to me. The Holy Spirit said the message is not going to change, but the method needs to change to reach the next generation. Hallelujah. Be truth with you, I never liked my daddy's music. Daddy would groove in his music and it never moved me at all. Hello? Hello? The house of God has got to be a place where when the young folks and the teenagers and the young adults come in here, they get excited about being in the house of the Lord. What's your favorite country singer? I can't sing like him. I couldn't sing like the rapper either. In other words, music reaches people. And I'm not saying that we're going to have rap here, but you know what? We're going to give opportunities for the kids and the young adults to let some of their music fly. And guess what? I was at a meeting on Tuesday night in Tennessee, and they had an outreach. And there was 80 delivered addicts that came to the meeting, 40 guys and 40 girls. And we had praise and worship, and it was really good. But somebody just stood up all of a sudden and started singing in their language. And the presence of God fell in the place because the kids began to get into it. We're trying to get them to get into something that we think is good, but they're just saying, yeah, that's daddy mama's music. Yeah. Hello? Let me tell you something. The presence of God fell in that place like I've never witnessed before in my life. The presence of God. We were 4 hours in the presence of God. And it was ushered in by allowing God to change things. Amen. So many times we get in tradition and we get in custom. This is just the way we do it. Oh, it's just bear with me. It'll all be good. You'll see it at the end. Hallelujah. God has some good things. Amen. God has some good things. There's some young people. There's some people in here that God's got a word in. There's people that got a word of knowledge. There's people that's got words of faith. There's people that have things. And we want this place to be a place where we can come into the presence of God and we can have a Holy Ghost good time. Amen? Listen to me. Unless the Holy Ghost shows up in a mighty super way, I doubt if you're going to see LaVon and Jan up there rapping. It could happen. You know, but we're getting ready to move into children's church. You know what? We're starting in 2 weeks. We're starting children's church so the children can praise and worship God. And we're trying to get them to join in with our praise and worship, and they're not interested. Amen? Y'all with me? Okay, I better go on to the message. I get those looks. You know what comes before a move of God? Change. Change. And if we're going to reach this lost and dying world, amen, we got to be adjusting ourselves. Not to going outside of the word, but our methods and our ways. Amen. Anybody with me? Amen. I'll go. I'm with you. I'm with you, Lord. So look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Apostle Paul's writing to his student Timothy. Timothy's a young man. Amen. And just because we're young, and just because we're young in ministry, doesn't make us, it doesn't mean we're excused. The Word of God says in verse 12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. In word, say what you mean what you say. In conversation," amen? Not just in the church, but in the world. "In charity," or your unconditional love. "In the spirit," this speaks about your demeanor, your mood. You know, hey, come and meet my Jesus. Nobody's looking to hang around with a bunch of grumps. Amen. 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 Not calling anybody a grump. Don't get me wrong. Paul's writing it, I'm not. In faith, and this faith isn't in faith in your belief, it's in your fidelity. It's in your faithfulness and in purity. Keep yourself pure. For he is pure. He says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that the profit of thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, and for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Today, the title of this morning's message is to detect what we reflect. We're going to look at the respect, the resolve and the result. Amen? Can we lift our word and make a declaration in the house today? Before we make a declaration in the house today, put your hands down for a moment. Who in the house is ready for change? Let me see your hand. All right. I'll make sure I have them at the right audience. I'm sure that God has a word for us today. So let's lift our word together. Repeat after me. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So, Father, before I get into your word, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you speak to this vessel, that may the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to everyone in the room. I pray, Father God, that you be glorified and that you be magnified. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I don't know about you guys, but let me say a couple things as I'm introducing this and getting into this message. That I'm really excited about what's going on downstairs. I'm excited for the hands that are coming out to work and participate. If you can't work, we can use finances. You can write a check. It doesn't cost much labor. Just write a check towards the building, write building on it. And we'll make sure that your money gets put to good use. Amen. It's exciting. The Lord showed me some things that we're going to get done. We're going to have the stairway completely done. We're going to carpet down the steps. We're going to have the door. We're going to have it. It's going to look nice down there. Amen. And God says to do everything. He was speaking to my heart about the children and how precious the children are to Him. And that we were to do it with excellence and that we were going to do our best. Amen. That He gave us His best and we're going to give Him our best to provide for what He considers a jewels. They're treasures to Him. Amen. First of all, we're going to look at respect. The Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. So we're going to look at the respect. Look at me with Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Doesn't it feel good in here with the fan going, the air conditioning, man? Hallelujah. Verse number 9. The word of God says, wherewith all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Amen. We're talking about the whole counsel of the Lord. Jesus said the commandments were filled in these two. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. So as we're looking at the young generation, we're looking at these young prophets that the Lord is raising up. He's telling us that it's according to His word. Again, the message does not change. The word does not change. The methods are changing. Amen. In other words, we want to keep some people. We want to reach some people. We want this place to be an exciting place to be. Amen. So turn with me to 2 Peter. How is this going to take place? 2 Peter chapter 1. Listen to me. I heard this the other day from Keith Moore. And Keith Moore said, when you hear the word, even though you heard it before, don't close your mind because you heard it before, because God always has something he wants to show you through the word. Every time. He says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And oh, so when we're gathered here, we're going into God's word. We're not just going here just for the sake of going here. We're going here because God wants us to have revelation so that we can walk in the fullness of the direction he's taking us in. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19, the word of God says this. He says, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto the light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. In other words, you may hear the word 10 times before you get revelation, until it lights up on the inside. And once it lights up on the inside, nobody can put it out. You know, many times our word gets put out because it's only in our head. It isn't in our heart. It isn't in our being. And he says that knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation. In other words, Peter wasn't saying this just to aim it at an individual. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be fully furnished unto all good works. Okay? So he says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. I truly believe that I heard from the Lord, and the direction that we're moving is according to what God's plan is for the last days. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to go outside of the word, but I want you to know, amen, we're going to reach the lost and keep them, not just to get them in here. We don't want to dull them to tears or bore them to tears. You know, did you wonder why the Lord gave you a corny pastor? Have you ever asked them? You know not because you ask not. Amen. God wants us to realize. He wants us to realize that he has his plan, and we're just getting into the will of God. And he showed me, you know, I put it in Facebook the other day, his will, his bill. Amen. God told me not to spare expenses, just to move. So I'm going to get with the board. We're going to do some things. We got some things that we're going to be moving towards because, hey, God gave a mandate. And if we really believe that we're ending this up, we've got to be prepared and ready. Amen. If we really believe what we've been speaking and what we're saying is coming, then we have to be prepared and ready for it, no matter what it looks like. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you look on the sign, if you look on the marquee when you pulled in today, it said faith is. Faith is. So many people are talking about what God used to do, and so many people are wondering what God's going to do, but God says, I'm the God of now. I'm the God that's doing it right now. I'm alive and well right now. I'm alive and well in this house right now. Hallelujah. In other words, you can't believe I'm alive and well right now, you ain't going to believe for the future. He's a now God. Amen? Okay. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. When I get loud, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm really happy. You know that? I'm really happy. I'm happy you're here today. You're a blessing. I thank God for the gifts that is everyone in the room. Amen? You know that God didn't give anybody everything, but he gave us all something. Hallelujah. Amen. And you've got something that no one else has. Amen? 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 Hallelujah. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12, it says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There have no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you were able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. It's all right. He's fine. He's fine. Hallelujah. How many know that this is a spirit-filled church? How many know that we can do everything? All we have to do is read the Word and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Read the Word, pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm building up my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you ain't praying in the Holy Ghost, God wants to give you the Holy Ghost so you can, and for your prayer language. I'm not talking about in the congregation. They give that gifts for some, but the Holy Ghost is for everyone. He said, if ye then being evil, Jesus said this, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? I don't have to ask for the Holy Spirit, because when I gave my heart to Jesus, He gave me, He took residence within me. But I ask Him for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's a gift. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to deserve it. He just gives it to me. Isn't that cool? Somebody famous said, you guys are crazy, you tongue-talking people. I think you're crazy for not having it. But hey, did I care what people thought about me when I was smoking meth? Did I care what people thought about me when I was smoking crack? Did I care what people were thinking about me when I was getting drunk and belligerent? Did I care what they thought? Why should we care so much about what somebody thinks if I get loose and juiced in the Holy Ghost? He said, if ye did be an evil, know how to give good gifts. Hallelujah. He says, be not drunk with wine, where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know what happens? You know what happens to me? When I pray in the Holy Ghost, I start laughing at the devil. Amen. I start laughing at him because I've read the book. I know who I am. You got to know who you are. Amen. God wants to say something to somebody today. God wants you to know that you never can love another until you love yourself. If you don't love you some me, you ain't going to love no one else either. I'm in love for the first time. Courtney. Hallelujah.
I'll start praying for Miss Jackie just a little bit.
Yeah, she's been fasting and praying because this kind only come out with fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. I think what the Lord was saying here is that the Apostle Paul was saying to his student Timothy, take heed unto thyself and the doctrine. The doctrine just isn't Jesus Christ. The doctrine is the Word of God. Amen? We just can't take one scripture and let all of our life be by the one scripture. He says, hey, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Genesis to Revelations and everything between. I read the Old Testament to learn. I read the New Testament to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So secondly, he said to the resolve, he said, take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine and continue in them. The resolve, well, what do you mean resolve? Resolve is to make a decision. If I resolve to do something, I'm making a decision to continue in it, to continue. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse number 10. The word of God says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation could no man lay that is laid, which is Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, we're building off of the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus being the chief cornerstone elect. So as we're growing the ministries in every area of this church, we're growing it according to the word of God. And the Apostle Paul is challenging young adults, young men and women, that they respect themselves and the doctrine, that they continue in it. I see this happen too much. I see it happen when people graduate from high school, they step out of church. That's when they should really be moving and they become an adult and start doing adult things in the kingdom of God. And we can't miss this generation. This generation that's in front of us is a generation that's going to usher in the return of the Lord. And I know the adversary is going to try to do everything he can to try to steal, to try to kill, to try to destroy. But Jesus said, I have came and to give you life and the abundance thereof, and I will not let him take you out of my hand. There's a picture. I've seen it. I've seen a big hand of God, and I was standing right in this hand of God, standing in there. And then when the adversary would come, he would close his hand. And the adversary would bounce off. He would open the hand. And as he came in to try to attack, the Lord would close his hand around me to beat off the weapons of the warfare that are trying to attack. But this hand, God gives us a will. He gives us a will. He isn't going to make us. He isn't going to make you do anything. If he made us to do anything, it wouldn't be free will. He would be a liar. So we have the rights to walk out of his protection or to stay in it. I don't know about you, but I want to stay in the everlasting arms. Amen. I want to stay covered by his presence. I want to stay sheltered by his wings. I want to stay in his very presence. Hallelujah. Because I know that he told me and he promised me that no weapon formed against me would prosper, and every tongue that rises up that I shall condemn. Not the people, but the words that rise up. Hallelujah. Amen. We're a great army. Amen. Amen. Hadn't God been good? Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. There's a warning the Apostle Paul gives in 2 Timothy 3:13. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. Who have you learned from? The Holy Spirit. Who's your teacher? The Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're not relying on the Holy Spirit to teach you, then you're trying to figure this out intellectually. It's a mess. That's why he says the natural man can't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to them because they're spiritually discerned. But we have the what? We have the mind of Christ. Amen? Are you with me? He is saying that we resolve to continue. Now, he says this. In Hebrews 12:1, you've got an audience. And I'm not just talking about a heavenly audience. He spoke in chapter 11 about the patriarchs of faith. But you also have an earthly audience. You've got people that are watching you. You've got people watching you to see how you react in the midst of a storm. You come and preach them and tell them about Jesus, and they watch you. And that's why the writer of Hebrews says, wherefore we're compassed about with such a great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so doeth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. In other words, and God wants you to understand something today. God wants you to understand in this race, we're not racing with one another. This is not a competition. This is not. I saw the most beautiful thing on a commercial the other day for the Olympics. It was a beautiful commercial. There was six young people that had Down syndrome. And they were running this race in the Olympics, and they were all dressed in their outfits, and they were running the race. And one of the children fell down. And the other five came back and picked the one up. And they put their arms around one another, and they crossed the finish line together. And that's what God wants us to get a hold of. He says, hey, we're not in a race just for ourselves. He wants all of us to make it. He wants all of us to get the prize. He wants us all to get the reward. Amen. So, hey, he was telling the young people, hey, have respect. Take heed to thyself. Don't look at everybody else. Look in the mirror. And unto the doctrine. Resolve to continue in them. And then he says this, and so doing this, you shall save yourself. Hallelujah. Turn with me to, I forget where I was. I was in the Bible, I think. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Peter. Verse 13. The Word of God says this. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Make your mind up. Be sober. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation or the apocalypsis or the unveiling of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. You know, in other words, when I choose to respect doctrine and then I resolve to continue in it, there's a result that comes. The result that comes is a change. Let me tell you something. In all manner of conversation, you don't have to sound like me. God didn't create you like me. He didn't call us to be robots. We're not going around copying one another. He gave you a unique personality. And all he's saying in your unique personality, let God be glorified in your personality. I was, they had one of the ministers at the conference. I was at. It was really super. His name was Joe McGee. Joe McGee is a country comedian, but he's a mighty man of God in the Word. And Joe was born with a speech impediment. He talked funny, okay? His voice had a funny tone. But God took what the adversary meant for evil and turned around and used it for the glory. And I'll tell you what, that's probably one of the wisest men I ever sat under and listened to. There was so much wisdom, but the joy of the comedy opened up your hearts and laughter, and then he could speak the word. And you know, the Bible says laughter is good medicine. We talked about this morning to have laughter in this house. There's nothing wrong with being happy. Amen? Amen? I'm happy because my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm happy that no matter what goes on, I know where I'm going to spend eternity. I'm going to be in, I got a pretty good mansion there. It's a really nice one. Hallelujah. Amen? Are you with me? He said, as obedient children, okay, look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Young people, I really believe this too. I really believe that we're going to reach a lot of young adults this year. That God's going to give us wisdom to reach the universities in the area so that we have that those here. Amen? Amen? So, okay, let me go. 2 Corinthians 2:16. Now, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, to the one we are the savior of death unto death, and to the other we are a savior of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things? In other words, not everyone that you share your love and Christ with is going to accept it. But we don't judge them. God didn't call us to judge anybody. All he called us to do is share the gospel and share the love. So to one, you might be the life to life, but another, you might be death to death. Because you give them the answer to the puzzle is the wages of sin is death. But he says there in the next verse, in verse 17, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. But as of a sincerity, but as of God in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. In other words, we're not going to change the word to fit the circumstance. And then, you know, there's one thing about it. There's me, and there's the word. Me, imperfect, the word, perfect. Is this going to change to adjust to my life? Or am I going to change to adjust to the word? That's all that God says to us. It ain't going to change. So no matter what way he moves in the place, his word's going to remain the same. Doesn't mean that it's going to be preached in the same way. If there's a different audience, there might be a different way that it's preached. Hallelujah. Amen? So turn with me to James chapter 3. You know, I should have had Elaine in here. I pinned this down the other day. I was thinking about rap. I don't know. And I never got into rap, okay? I'm not a rapper. I don't get into rap music. But I was thinking about that. It was slowing my mind. So I pinned down this song. And this song is what it might look like here. Because God's going to deliver a lot of people. Okay? And this is, there might be somebody that stands up before you and says this. I'm just going to read it. Maybe I'll do it. He said, I did drugs, I went to the bars. Got some tattoos, I have many scars. But you said to me, come just as you are. Now I'm here without fear, because your blood has made my past clear. In other words, if we're a new creation, so people are going to come in here, they're going to have tattoos, they're going to have scars, they're going to have track marks in their arms where they abused and so forth. But God redeemed them. God set them free. God made them a new creation in Christ Jesus. All them old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. And let me say something to you. They're going to be radical. They're going to be radical. They're going to be on fire for him. Hallelujah. This is an exciting time we're living in. God's getting ready to do strong exploits, according to Daniel. Right? He said in the last days he's going to do strong exploits. God's going to start doing some amazing things. But he says in James chapter 3, he says this, listen to me. He says, my brethren, in verse 1, be not many masters or be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. I want you to hear something, young people and old people alike and in between. There ain't nobody old here, everybody's young. Praise God. This is what the Amplified says there. Listen to this. Not many of you should become teachers. For you know that teachers will be judged with a higher standard. Thus we assume the greater accountability. In other words, not only will I have to stand before the throne of God and give an account for what I did, not to lose my salvation, but my works are going to be tried with fire. But I have to give an account for what I told you. I have to give an account for what I taught you. And God wants you to know, as teachers and leaders in the ministry, that he holds you to a higher accountability, that we guard and we watch for your souls. That's why the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 13, verse number 17, he said, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, that they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Amen. Amen. And in other words, we're doing this together. Hallelujah. And God's got a gift and a calling on every life. And don't be afraid to answer the call. You'll never operate and move in the fullness of what God has for you if you won't answer the call. He says, hey, he is calling. Will you answer? Amen. So in closing today, what is God saying to us today? I lost my Bible. The Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy, he said, take heed to thyself and to the doctrine and continue in them. And so doing this, you shall both save yourselves and them that hear you. And it's not just about us. Amen. God has given each and every one of us a network of relationships. Amen. And we all have an opportunity to minister to the love of God. So what is he saying today? The respect, the resolve, and the result. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and they that winneth souls is wise. Hallelujah. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. I thank you for everyone that's in the room that are